Testing. Sorry, gang, please bear with us. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. We hope to get all this resolved as soon as we can. Once again, gang, stand by. We are trying to get this resolved as quickly as possible. We, if you are a member of our Survivor Whispers group, please stay tuned to the thread as we will provide updates and hopefully get this situation resolved as quickly as possible.
All right, hello. I called in on the guest line.
You're coming through, Jim. I can hear you.
Yeah, but I called in on the guest line. It won't answer on the host line. Well, it does. It answers on the host line, but then when they ask me for my PIN number and I punch it in, I hear that old bitch say, "Thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye."
Yeah, apparently from what I've gathered, this has been going on, I guess, since about 2 days ago from the site that you gave
me. I'm trying right now to add somebody 617 area code, and it's not letting me add them.
Yeah, that would be Susan.
Yeah,
I was able to add you and me. I hear Susan though.
Yeah, I think it's blocked.
I can hear you guys, so.
Man, this is crazy. This is really wild. Well, Steve, post in whispers for people to call, and maybe we can get them on like this, but we just don't have, and it, you know, we can't go into the overtime because we don't have a host. It won't let us use the host phone number and PIN number.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Like Steve said, we researched it a little bit, and seems like it's been like this for 2 days. It looks like they would notify people that had shows coming up, hey, we're having an issue, we're not going to be able to be on tonight or whatever. They don't tell you nothing, though. You just show up and find this out last minute.
Jim's having problems again, apparently.
Well, I guess we'll have part Survivor Talk and part Blog Talk Bitch Session.
I guess so, with the hour and a half that we have remaining on here.
It's showing hour and 22 left. It's crazy. I don't like to be a part of. I don't like to be a part of something like this, being so unorganized and chaotic,
yeah.
I guess is the word for it.
JB,
I know Cheryl
JB's
was going to call in tonight. She said she was going to be on here a little while. I think Eddie was going to try. JB was probably going to try.
Yeah, he's still trying.
I think
actually,
JB
right.
did try and he couldn't get through.
Yeah, JB still trying.
Yeah. Wow. And at one point, Susan, it would tell me when I would call in on the host number that you have to call in on, and with a PIN number, it would say, we're having a problem with your PIN number. Please hit *0 to talk to an operator. And you hit *0, and you get the bitch again. Thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, I wasn't even getting that. I was getting dead silence, and it would keep me there for just about a minute, and then I'd get a busy signal. And I was like, what the heck? I thought it was my phone, so I was told my son, I'm like, I'm going to call your phone. So I called my son's phone, and it was going through fine. I'm like, what the heck? And then I popped on. I was going to message Steve, and then I saw that he posted that there were issues. I was like, okay, it's not my phone, because I thought it was my phone, but guess not.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I've had issues with Blog Talk before, but we've never had it to this extreme where, literally, we have to use the guest line just to be able to get
and
something
now,
on air.
And now Susan's number's showing up that she's on. Remember I told you I couldn't add her, but I could hear her. Now it's showing that she's on, as if I added her, and I haven't done anything.
Yeah, that's the infamous Blog Talk lag. Honestly, this stuff shouldn't be happening with a program that's supposed to be as stable as this.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that use this. I mean, there's a lot, and I mean, you know, we do it for fun, but there's a lot of people that use this service to make money. They do pods to generate money and income. Imagine how they're feeling tonight.
Oh, yeah. And
I mean, what if you booked a guest, you've been trying to get on for a month or two, and you finally got them, and this happens?
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. You live in.
Oh, man. Oh, I'd be going bonkers. Oh, my God.
I think Janet officially just got into the chat room right now, so we'll see if she'll be able to at least hear us on the
Janet in the chat room, but I haven't seen her number pop up.
Weren't they having issues with, like, the chat room online, too, Steve?
If I remember right, they were, because it was kind of a coincidence. When I came back after not having a pod for, I guess, almost a year, it started working the night I came back, so I made a joke about it, like I'm the one that had the pool around here. But
yeah.
So, yeah, I think there was an issue with the chat room.
Okay, Janet did say in the chat that she can hear us through the site, so it is actually streaming through to the site right now.
All right, now I got another call coming through. No, I'm not taking that one. That was on another phone, so. I just noticed this, but at 15 minutes before showtime, they sent me my email. This is your Blog Talk Radio reminder. Survivor Island of the Idols recap episode 2 starts in 15 minutes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I even looked at at the dashboard about an hour before, like right as the episode was starting, so that just to make sure I didn't accidentally put, you know, 15 minutes or 1 hour. I wanted to make sure I had the whole 2 hours on here, and I didn't even get that pop up until you sent it to me. I mean, this is probably the craziest experience that we've had so far with Blog Talk. I don't think we've ever.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of surprised me when I started trying to figure out what was going on. I started doing some research and I saw some of the complaints. I was like, whoa, man, I ain't never had a problem with Blog Talk, and I've had this account for God years and never had a problem.
Yeah,
and then
on
you,
Twitter,
these
they've
other
only
people
been
are saying and. So I don't know. And you told me you had a problem one Saturday with the sports having to start a little late.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to start about 15 minutes later because at first I thought maybe it was my phone, so I reset my phone and everything, and it still wouldn't let me connect. There was like a 15-minute delay that I had to the start of the sports podcast one night because I could connect the guests. I could connect Tom, or I think Daniel was actually co-hosting with me back then when it happened. I could connect them, but I couldn't connect myself for some reason, even though, like, I would enter the PIN number, and then it would completely disconnect me. Like, I wouldn't get it would basically be acting as if they were connecting me, and then all of a sudden, surprise, hang up.
Well, Janet says she still can't get through. JB says he can't get through. I guess at this point it's sort of just like a luck of the draw. You keep trying and maybe it'll get
Russian
through.
Roulette.
So I think that's the way the three of us got on here. We just got lucky.
Well, I could take a photo of my call history. I think I called the number like 15 times or somewhere around there. And finally, like within the 10th time, I was actually starting to get some sort of connection.
Yeah, I called in 10 times before it connected me.
But yeah, this to think that this would happen on a Survivor night. I mean, I understand if it would happen, you know, on a sports podcast. I mean, you know, we don't quite get the same views that, you know, that the Survivor podcast gets. But I mean, for it to happen on a night of Survivor where everybody is watching, every, you know, people yep. may want to call in and get their thoughts heard. I mean, this is bad for business on Blog Talk's end.
You know, I'm glad we have the Big Brother podcast. We have the sports podcast. But Survivor is kind of that's the baby, you know.
The money maker.
That starts it all. So, but listen to this, Susan. This is how crazy this was tonight. I'm trying to call in on the host line, and I don't know if a lot of people understand this, but when you're hosting a show on here, you have a different phone number you call into than what the guests do. And once you get connected on the host number, they ask you for, you know, our secret PIN number. And nobody's got that PIN number but me and Steve. And so you enter your PIN number, and then it would throw me back off. But when you're in the studio and you're looking at everything, you see everybody's phone numbers. You can mute them. You can add them. You can delete them. You can kick them out. You can disconnect them. You can do everything. And I'm sitting here, and I'm not connected, but I'm in the studio, and I see him calling in. So I think, all right, well, let me see if I can connect him. I go, and it lets me connect Steve, but I'm not really connected.
Yeah, and I even started, for those that may have been on the link, you know, waiting for it to go live, I started giving like a couple of test messages to see if, you know, if I could at least hear myself through the link, or if it was like a phantom connection where I would be connected, but I wouldn't really be connected.
Yeah.
Let's see. Eddie said he's unable to join the podcast as a new number. Tag him in that Whispers thread and let him know what's going on.
What about Kansas? Because she's not on Facebook.
There's
right?
no way she'll have any idea what's going on, because none of us know how to get in touch with her.
Well she might actually. She does know the. It says here we have one viewer in the chat room. That could possibly be her.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
There is a viewer. But it doesn't show you. Out there in the chat room, there's Janet, Steve, me, and one viewer. We're trying to figure out who that one viewer is. If it's Kansas, we're trying to let you know what all's going on. If you could somehow let us know that you hear what we're saying. I almost feel like we're, you know what this feels like? It feels like we've been in a tornado and we're trying to connect with people and we don't know if they can hear us or not. Or.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm looking on Twitter right now, and there's a lot of people that are rescheduling their shows from what I'm seeing here.
Janice says she's not even logged into Blog Talk, but it says she's in the chat.
That is so odd.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah, somehow
I think this is all Jamie's fault. Can we somehow blame all this on Jamie?
I think we possibly could. Or maybe
Man.
We could blame it on Tom for his answers last night. Or for his clues.
Oh, that was fun. That was so much fun. God, that was fun.
I did better than I thought I would, so I was proud of myself for that.
Yeah, you had, I meant to have never teamed up or anything, or been in an alliance or nothing. You and Tim did pretty good together.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was fun. I liked it. He's a good guy.
Do I wish I was in that competition last night, Jim? I was sending some of my what I would possibly say for some of my clues to you while you were hosting the thing.
Yeah.
And
it was fun.
All right,
I did give
Eddie the number again, so.
Yeah, you can just
in a chat in Messenger.
And like I said, when it was over with, the reason that worked so well was that the four players played it honest, and you never had any doubt that there was any shenanigans going on.
Yeah,
that it was all 100% legit. Nobody was screwing around, and that's what made it fun. I mean, when you can get people that you know are going to agree and they're not going to be some kind of villain and go backstab and try to cheat, that, I mean, it's fun. You know, it just makes it fun.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
When you're in a whiskey game, you know people are going to use Google, and you can't stop them. That's part of it. But, I mean, this is for fun, and why can't we just all agree? Let's don't do that. Let's see what we can do.
Oh, my God, Janet. You know what? Looking at the photo that Janet posted in Whispers, she is actually not logged in, and yet somehow
yeah,
she is connected onto the chat.
I'm trying to add another caller here, area code 415. If you
That's
get
me.
On here, you made it.
I know.
See, you just had to keep trying, I guess.
Yeah, it kept throwing me out. I tried and tried. It finally messaged. I've been trying for a while.
Oh, it's been crazy, Eddie.
Yeah,
it's been crazy.
I thought
crazy.
I was ostracized. I thought I was blindsided.
No. I'm not even on as the host. I mean, I've explained it earlier. When you host the show, you got a different phone number you call in than the guests do, and then you have to enter your PIN number. And like I said, nobody has that PIN number but me and Steve. And I couldn't get on that way. But yet, I could see on my control on my studio, Steve was calling in. So I clicked to add him, and it let me add him. But yet, I'm not really on. So it's like, what's going on here?
JB just joined the chat, too.
And then I just call the regular number like a guest. And I get on, and Susan did the same thing, and now you have. Janet's been trying and trying and trying and hadn't got connected. And we lost our one viewer out in the chat room.
It might have been JB.
Okay.
It might have been JB because he just connected right now with Facebook.
I have a question real quick. Have any of y'all noticed the music this season, how they're doing certain music for each player?
I've noticed this season it's been totally different in the promos.
Yeah, the music's very different.
With them showing so much, and then the very first part of the night. Normally, all we ever got was the little trip back to back to camp with the team that just left Tribal, and you hear them fussing, and then they go to a commercial. But now, when they start the show, we get about 8 or 10 minutes before they go to a commercial.
Yeah.
So that's different. But the music, the only thing I noticed about the music was it sounded more like it was coming like from an orchestra or something. It seemed like I heard more strings and harp.
Yeah, they changes for each person. When they go to talk to about one person, they have different music. That's the first time I've ever noticed that. I thought maybe they've been doing it all along, but I didn't see it.
No, I noticed the music was different, but it just sounded more like a symphony than regular music like they used to use. It seems more of a strings and stuff than more bold like it used to be.
Yeah, and that the women music is the way they're playing is different. When certain women come on, But I didn't. Maybe I was crazy, but I wanted to mention that tonight to see if any of y'all saw that. And I've listened to the first one twice now. I'm behind on everything. I've been really, really busy. And my whole thing is, when the hell am I going to get to be with you guys? But, you know, I had to get all my addiction out. But, no, I miss you guys very much.
Well, I hated to see Molly leave because I really like her. But I kind of gave it away if people were following me in tweets before they even went to Tribal. I kind of gave it away when I tweeted Molly and I said something about I'm going to cry or I can't watch this without crying, something like that. So I kind of gave away what was going to happen if people were watching. But I don't know. I just like her. And come on. Calling her Parvati 2.0, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
somebody's been
that.
There 4 days and you're calling her Parvati 2.0. Come on. Really?
Well, they edited her with the Parvati spell. Look at smile.
She wasn't a Parvati. Eddie, I pointed this out last week. I pointed it out on Twitter. She wasn't a Parvati. She was more like Alexa Jones.
It was the smile I'm talking about. Not that she's Parvati, but she has that smile that Parvati had. And, that's what they were pointing out, and they edited it that way. They always have her smiling, like Parvati would do right before she screwed somebody.
Yeah, but it wasn't like she was really out screwing anybody. She was staying in her numbers, and they were agreeing who to take out. She wasn't backstabbing nobody.
Oh, no, she wasn't. She's not Parvati. Not at all. It's just they edited her to look like that, that smile. And that was the only thing I could figure when y'all said that. You know, it's the way she smiles. And I mean, I was the first time you had it. They let you know right off the bat, basically, she was going. I mean, they told you
in the promo it was going to be a huge blindside. So you knew going into the tribal council it wasn't going to be Nora or Jason. You knew that. And that's what I said on Twitter, you know, who do you think it would be, Molly or Jamal, you know.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about Jamal? Did you think he started acting a little bit like he's getting too big for his britches?
Oh, yeah, he was wicked cocky in the end there. Like, how do you not bring a bag to tribal council? Like, you just don't do that. Because the second you start getting comfortable, you're out. Like, he got lucky this time that they went after Molly, but, I mean, come on now. You keep going to tribal council like that, and you're going to be voted out, blindsided, and you've got nobody's blame but yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, I think if people pay a lot of attention, and I think most Survivor fans do, when I did the tweet about is it going to be Molly or Jamal, most everybody should have known it was going to be Molly because if you keep up, Jamal lost a lot of weight, and the boy's still fat, so he ain't leaving yet.
Yeah, the thing with Jamal, I would have thought just by the way that he introduced himself before the season even began, I thought he would know better enough than to start off as cocky as he showed tonight. I mean, talking about going into first gear when yet everybody else is in third or fourth gear, basically, you know, trying to cling on to their spot in the game. At one point, I kind of thought that when Jamal raised a couple of eyebrows at that tribal with that one comment or that one exchange with Jason, I kind of thought, wait a minute, is it Jamal that's being sent out and not Molly.
But I mean, and that's what they wanted you
yep.
to think. But if you know, if you keep up with everything else, and I mean, you've seen some of the pictures and things, you know he lost more weight, so it couldn't have
yeah.
been him, because he, like mm-hmm. I said, he's still kind of chubby. So, and with Molly, you never saw any pictures about any weight loss or anything like that. I mean, she went out there like she is, and she came home like that, and she's still like that. So, I just hate
right.
it because I hate it because I don't know. I like Molly. I thought she was pretty cool, you know. And I didn't see where she was. She was the one out trying to call the shots. I thought she was just trying to be within the numbers and everyone agree on what to do. Where it went sour was, and you got to give them credit, how Nora and Jason went at it. Nora did not like Molly. Almost
no, she
like
didn't.
We
yeah,
were back in high school, and you had the cool kids and the nerds and stuff, and Nora made it that way. Molly didn't. Nora made it that way.
Yeah.
She's
I
the one that said all that stuff, not
underdog.
Molly. Do what, Eddie?
It's like the season of the underdogs. I mean, all these underdogs are surfacing, and they're showing their stories, and you wonder where they're going to take it. I mean, Vince doing his whole Camille routine at the start, you know, all of it. It's just like they're really focusing on the underdog.
Yeah, but the other thing about that, Eddie, is we all know the ones getting all that damn screen time right now, they probably not going to last.
They're not going to last. But that's what they want us to know. I started thinking maybe I'm wrong. I mean, look how well they're editing Missy. I mean, what a fantastic edit for that girl.
Well, she deserves it.
She's awesome.
I mean, I could see the final three right now.
Missy's a player, and so is Lauren.
Oh,
and
God,
Lauren
yeah.
was Lauren was deeply involved in that tonight. And she's a player. Elizabeth is a player.
All the women are players this season.
And we didn't really see Elizabeth tonight, except out in the water, how she got rid of all those knots so fast underwater with
yeah.
her Olympic
yeah,
swimming
she was
ability.
Like, she was like a fish. She was
yeah.
like a fish out there. It was like literally 2 seconds of her that we saw, and then just like that, that was basically
was
her screen time.
I mean,
I
she
really
goes underwater and comes up and looks at him and says, "I'm done." Like,
I mean,
I know.
We have okay. a little extra Williams this year.
Okay, like, let's get the ladder because I'm done with all them knots. But Chelsea had a big episode. Started fire, found an idol.
Yeah. I know, that was like
huge.
Out of nowhere when she found the idol.
Yeah,
like,
I texted her tonight and I said, "Boy, you're doing the check marks off that bucket list.
Yep.
Everything she always wanted to do, she's doing it. Winning challenges, finding idols, starting fire. So you know she's not going to win."
Well, of course not. Of course not, because you don't check off all of those things right from the get go, and then end up pulling it off at the very end. Because I believe, didn't we have somebody last season as well who was all about being a, you know, being a Survivor super fan and checking things off of their list?
Janet says in the chat room she really likes Missy, and JB says she would be my pick. So, Eddie, you mentioned Missy. It looks like a lot of people are on her bandwagon.
They're editing her, you know, all the winter edit, if she could, the way they're showing her. I mean, my God. Now, is that they know we're watching it and they're just trying to fool us? Who knows? Great edit.
The one thing I noticed about
we
Missy.
Go ahead, Steve.
The one thing I noticed about Missy tonight is she's very perceptive when it comes to, you know, trying to immediately, you know, get right with the ally of the person that was just voted out. I mean, we started off tonight's episode with the immediate aftermath with Aaron, you know, pretty much going off against Vince. And here we have Missy trying to calm Aaron down because she still wants to work with Aaron despite everything that, you know, that had been going on. I mean, we're starting to see we're seeing Missy, you know, instead of everybody focusing on, oh, what was said at Tribal and whatnot, here you have Missy immediately jumping before everybody else and trying to reel Aaron in.
Yep.
And Aaron, my God, Mr. Testosterone. You wonder how long he's going to last.
Yeah, I tweeted about that, too.
Mr. Testosterone.
I tweeted about that because the thing that stuck out to me was, dude, you just left Tribal where you had no clue what was going on, and now you know you are way down the ladder. And now you're going to start acting like this? That's not very smart. He's walking around, poking his chest out, strutting around like they're going to pay for this, and he's out there by himself right now. Let's look at some of these other people. We didn't see a whole lot from Elizabeth except how good she was in the challenge. We did see a lot of Missy. Didn't really see nothing from Dean. Didn't see nothing from Tom. We saw a lot from Aaron. We saw a lot from Aaron in the first 5 to 10 minutes. Saw a lot from Vince. Vince didn't like what all was going on either. That he didn't know what was going on. Was Charisma even on the show tonight?
No.
Nope, completely invisible. She was missing in action.
We saw a lot of Chelsea because she made us see her because she started fire and she found an idol. Even Elaine, after the first episode, we got overdosed on Elaine and how everybody loved Elaine. She was gone tonight.
Like nothing. Yep.
On the other side, we saw Lauren, but she was involved in the maneuver to on the vote. We saw Molly because she left. Janet we saw a lot of because she was involved in the vote. Kelly, of course, we saw a lot of because she went out to the Island of Idols. And I was teasing with Steve earlier tonight on how easy those questions were. I told him I was almost expecting the next question to be, where is Boston Rob from?
Really?
And God help them if Kelly got that one wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
And we saw a lot of Jason because he was a target. Jack was on there, but he was portrayed as we have a king, a queen, and a Jack. And that was about really all we saw of him. He really didn't have a lot. But he's got a storyline coming because he was involved in a showmance. So that's still coming with him. Nora, yeah, we saw a lot of her. We're seeing a heck of a lot of her. So that's something to watch. Tommy, we saw quite a bit of, but it wasn't in a negative way. They portrayed him
very nice.
Be loyal and being faced with this dilemma so early. So that wasn't a bad edit. That wasn't a bad edit for Tommy. We saw a lot of Jamal, and I think his edit wasn't very good. I don't think it was very positive. And then after last week, Dan being the big creep, scaring the girls, we didn't even see Dan.
Well, we saw him being very social a couple of times.
Like a makeup edit. Like, we made you look like a creep last week. We're going to help you out a little bit this week. especially since you got Emmy nominated and you got a new show starting on NBC. So I broke down everybody, Eddie. Now
Tommy,
you're the edit master.
We're not getting much on Tommy.
Well,
we're not getting like the other people when they talk about.
I think Tommy's kind of in the middle right now. Like I said, we saw some of him tonight, and I think it was in a positive manner because he was trying to be loyal and do the right thing, and kind of getting pushed into doing something he didn't want to do. So you know this is leading somewhere else for him. We're going to see more of that from him with how he adjusts after what happened. So I wouldn't say we're not seeing him. We're not getting overdosed on him.
Yeah, they're not giving us money.
Like we won with Elaine.
I went back and watched it twice now, the first one, and I'll watch this one twice again too. But we're not getting much on him. We're getting pieces, and they're making Boston Rob look like, I'm so sick of know-it-all. It was just too much know-it-all for me, both of them. We're the survivor.
I see that in Rob, but they're going to use him as the mouthpiece. He's the one who's going to read the questions. He's the one dictating the conversation. So I get that. But I was okay with Sandra tonight. Sandra acted like she was kind of trying to help Kelly. Like, you know, pay attention to this. Listen to this. Sandra almost was like trying to hint to her and give her clues to help her.
Yeah.
And then Rob was more of like host. Rob was more of the host, you know, leading the talk and everything. But Sandra, to me, looked like she was trying to actually help Kelly.
She was. I don't know. Something's rubbing me wrong about the Island of Idols. I don't know what it is yet, but something's
really?
Wrong.
I don't have any problem with it so far. I kind of liked it so far, but I do think we're going to run into issues if people keep leaving out there with idols. I mean, how many damn idols can we have?
And it's only good
for
two.
Well, see, the thing about the idols, too, is they're only good for your next two or where she, I think now she, you know, she kind of made a deal and it ended up being her next three. So it's not like it's good until, you know, final five. It's good.
I know, but if, But
you
let's
know,
say somebody else won one out there for 2 weeks. Somebody won one for 3 weeks. All right, that's two that are good. And they're going to be from opposite tribes until the timing catches up with you. Like next week, somebody else is going out there from the other tribe, and the lies are going to be exposed. But then what if you got people at camp that have found idols? You could end up having four or five idols in play. What I think they'll do, I don't know. What I would like to think is what they would do before they allowed that to happen, they would make the challenges out at the island so hard that people wouldn't do it. But knowing Jeff, he may want all them damn idols in the game at the same time. So I don't know.
Oh, it would be an overdose for Jeff. Especially
depending on who goes out there, you know?
And, you know, eventually the truth's got to get back to the camp of what's really out there.
I think it's coming next week when the next person goes from the first person that went out there, Elizabeth. Now somebody else from her tribe's going. When that person gets back, if it's me, if I'm the one that goes next week and I get back and Elizabeth has been doing so good in these challenges and everything and I know she lied like a damn dog to everybody, I'm going to come back waving my hands in the air. Boston Rob, Sandra, they own the island. Elizabeth lied to everybody.
Busted.
That's what I'm doing. Would you not do that?
Definitely.
Because
to help gain favor with your tribe, yeah.
I mean, what?
But I think I do it a little different. I come back, like, you know, I go, oh my God. I couldn't believe it. Boston Rob was there. Why did you do that?
And what's Elizabeth going to say? Oh, well, when I was out there, they weren't out there. And that's when you got to bear down, idiot. When you got to say, oh, God. You know, most likely somebody's going to say, bitch, you just lied. You lied.
Well,
you know they
Elizabeth
was out there. Come back and lied to all of us.
She said I had to lie because y'all would have voted me off otherwise.
Well, now we're going to vote y'all for lying. I think in my mind, if I got sent out there first from my tribe, I would understand, okay, this is how the game's going to be. People are going to have to keep visiting this island. They're going to have to do what I did. They're going to have to be tested, see if they fall for the challenge or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Why the hell am I going to go back and tell everybody on my tribe right now that, well, there's three urns out there, and you have to do this, and you have to do that.
It just, okay. I understand knowledge.
I mean, isn't that, is it
that
me, or is that not stupid?
No,
yeah.
I think you're right.
I'm going to catch up with you.
I understand that knowledge is power, but, I mean, in this instance, when you know that more than likely more people are going to end up showing up there, it's not really power at this point.
Ow!
You know, eventually it would come out.
I mean, whoever goes next, when they get back, Elizabeth better have her ass out there trying to get with them before they get with anybody else. Say, okay, look, you know I lied. You know Boston Rob, but let's keep doing this lying. Don't let these people know. And then if the other person is smart, they're going to look at her and start laughing and say, no, I'm telling the truth, baby.
Oh, my God.
I just think that was stupid.
Yeah, this could have been. Well, they've already said she's not a great player. I mean, Boston Rob and Sandra inferred that. She didn't even wait to see if there was any other deal. She jumped it.
And, you know, and I think they made too much of that tonight with Kelly. I don't think it was that Kelly sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to hold out and get a better deal. I mean, Kelly just didn't know what the hell to do.
She just froze. Yeah, she just.
Yeah,
well,
and so Rob's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. He's like, oh, okay, I'm going to jump on this. Well.
Yeah, she seemed very lost.
You know, they wanted to do that. She didn't do anything
like
to earn that sweeter deal. You know? And with the question.
Her mind was going numb from all that questioning.
Well, with the question, she didn't even need a sweeter deal. She probably answered all of them.
Probably, yeah. She only had to answer three.
Now, what do you think that thing with Nora was about tonight? I mean, she really was all over the place.
That was almost like her own insecurities shining through, I feel like. Because she just kept talking about, oh, the cool kids, you know, the popular kids, this, that. I feel like that was really just her own insecurities and paranoia just shining through for everybody to see.
Like I said on Twitter, Eddie, she couldn't have been acting no more crazy than if she tried.
Right.
She was just crazy the way she was acting.
All over the place. Yeah.
I mean, I feel for Jason having to try to deal with her. And I thought Jason did a good job trying to tone her down, you know. I think out of the two, Jason definitely was the better player tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely the more stable one so far.
Very smart. Go around the person everyone wants to vote out so they won't vote me out.
Yeah. And the other thing Jason had in his hip pocket, if he had to do it, he knew they'd vote Nora out before him.
Yeah, that's
right.
Why. Looks like the sympathetic
guy.
Like,
okay, all right. He's like, I know that. I know I'm not leaving because they want her out more than they want me out. But let me just see what maybe I can get done. Maybe we can both stay. That was his approach. and it worked. So, of the two, Jason seems to be more of the strategic player so far, and Nora's more of like the tick, 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 time bomb about to explode.
Oh, my God. Like a jack in the box that's going off constantly.
Boy.
Yep, pretty much. And when she explodes, it's gonna be bad for her.
Oh, man. Can you imagine when she leaves how she'll act? She may turn around and cuss them all out.
Yeah, we may see Debbie. Yeah. We may see Debbie 2.0 with her. Except this time she's not going to be naming all the jobs that she's done.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. She literally did like every job known to man, just about.
They have a different job every week put up under her name.
You know, it's funny that you said that about Jason.
Every week, it would say her name, and underneath it would be a new job.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. That woman was crazy, though. She was.
Really?
She posted on my Facebook timeline one night about something about Star Wars. Posting it to me about Star Wars. I was like, oh, man, where is this coming from? I've never even talked to you. She's showing up on my Facebook posting shit about Star Wars. this woman crazy. I didn't even know her. I didn't even talk to her.
When you said that about Jason, Jim, what's interesting is that this last season on Survivor Australia, they had a player called Harry. And it's like they're editing it exactly the way they did Harry. And Harry made it to Final Three.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if he does, but I'm just saying that's how it's the same edit.
I don't know, because, I mean, you know they're aware of the other shows in the other countries and stuff. I mean, I don't really think there's any kind of collaboration or helping each other out or thoughts like do this or do that. I think they're all on their own, basically.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but I think they're just from looking at it, I mean, even how they do their music and all that, when all these things were coming at me, I was looking at that going, this reminds me of Australia. And I just got through watching all that. So,
yeah.
It was just interesting. You know, not that they are they meaning to, and even the music. I mean, it was like, I started seeing it on the music on that show, and I started paying attention to music all of a sudden. And, I don't know. Maybe it means nothing. It's just a crazy old man.
I'll tell you something I did see today in Survivor World that kind of scares me a little bit. And I understand Jeff because, I mean, even though I spoil stuff, I understand you don't do it, you know, in your promos and stuff. You don't want to give stuff away. And he tweeted out how upset he was about the show doing the promos and giving away things, such as Kelly being the one to go to Island of the Idols. And he voiced his displeasure with it, said he was on the fan side. He didn't agree with it, but he said that the show has no control over the promos. CBS does. And he said that's just the direction that CBS has gone. And he doesn't like it. So I'm hoping this don't start some kind of internal feud with him and production and CBS. And it is different. You got to admit it's different this season because in the promos they're giving stuff away.
Yeah.
Very openly. All right, we've got somebody else that's sneaking in here now. Let me see. Area code 316. I think you made it through.
Honest to heavens, we had this storm out here. I'm calling on a stupid old rotary phone. It took me like 100 times to finally. It's awful to finally be able to get through.
Kansas, calm down a minute and let me explain. It has nothing to do with your phone.
Oh, is it something with you guys?
No, it's blog. It's Blog Talk.
Oh.
Having issues. I wasn't even able to call in on my regular host number that I call in on, which is different than what the guests call in on.
Oh,
we all
goodness.
Got on here by just calling and calling and calling and calling and calling.
That's
and
what
calling
I've been
until
doing.
We got in.
That's what I've been
and,
doing.
Well, and what we found out was that Blog Talk's been having this trouble for about 2 days now. So it was nothing to do with you. Janet says hi. She's out in the chat room. She hasn't been able to connect, even though I think she's tried about 100 times.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
with
close
you, Janet.
To that.
And JB's out in the chat room. He hasn't been able to connect. But we've got
wow.
me, Steve, Eddie, and Susan, and you
yep.
that have managed to get through.
I can't believe
like
I got
Russian
through.
It's like Russian roulette
tonight. I'm glad you did.
I'm so glad I got through.
We didn't. I mean, we talked about you earlier because we didn't know how to let you know what was going on. So
yeah. I thought it was my phone because we had a real bad storm, and I figured, you know, something must have hit the lines.
No. Nothing to do with you at all. It's Blog Talk. It's
wow.
All kind of podcasts on Blog Talk right now are affected by it.
Yeah, some people have already had to reschedule their own shows for tomorrow. That's how bad it's affected Blog Talk, the whole entire server itself, actually.
We're lucky.
It's basically been...
Kansas, I'll tell you how crazy it was. I was trying to call in on the number that I call in on.
Right.
And pull up my studio where I can see the numbers, see everybody, see the chat room, see my audio clips over here, what I want to use. So I'm looking at everything, but I can't get through. And then I see Steve's number calling through on my switchboard. So I either have to try to connect him or something, but I'm not connected.
Wow.
So I reach yeah. over and I say, well, I'm going to try it. And I was able to connect him, but yet I'm not on, but I was able to connect him.
Yeah, we didn't get started really until I think it took us like 30 minutes just to even get connected.
We were about 30 minutes late getting started. Yep.
Yep.
Because I tried calling in like around 5 to 9. I'm thinking, this gives them plenty of time. They can do all their spoilers. And it took me forever to get my dogs to go out and make. I didn't want them making in the house. And they
what
hate
spoilers?
It when it's really
I
bad out. So it took forever to get them.
AB says he's tried at least 100 times. Janice, he's tried more than 100.
Unreal.
Yep.
Well, I went to one phone, then I went to another, and then I went to the rotary.
Wow,
yeah,
you still got a rotary phone?
Just in case when we have, you know, when the electricity goes out, sometimes
well,
that's
I mean, we
the
have
only
a,
phone
we have
work.
A landline. It's not rotary. It's push button.
Yeah, it's push buttons. Yeah, it's
oh,
push
okay,
buttons,
right.
But it's the old.
Oh, you were talking
it's
about
the,
one of those
I call
old
it. Right? It's like the old. It's to me that's the old-fashioned phone. You know, I'm so used to cordless.
You know what I'm talking about, though? The old rotary. I'm thinking of. You push
oh, I
your
know.
Finger
yeah, where well, you stick your finger in.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old ones, like yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Kansas still got one of those.
No,
wow.
See, it was a, it's a push button. It's old. It's still old fashioned to me. Who even uses push buttons anymore? Right.
But I'm gonna tell you something. Now. I'm gonna tell you something. Just to be safe, it's not bad to have a landline phone when stuff goes down. That
yeah,
landline
this, sometimes
phone will
this
use
is the only
the
one
last
that works.
One working. Yeah, that'll be the last one working.
Unbelievable.
So, all right, so, Candy, you saw the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, man.
About it.
All I can say is thank you, CBS, for giving us something so wonderful to watch, you know? This is fantastic.
That sounds like a shot at Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's give it a million shots. Yeah.
Oh, it's a very clear shot at
down.
Big Brother.
Well, from what I understand, everybody knows I don't watch a whole lot of Big Brother except what JJ forces me to watch. But,
you're smart.
But from what I gather from everyone, it was kind of a rough season, so hopefully Survivor will help.
Oh, it's exceeding and then some. This is so damn good, Jim.
Well, all right, who did you like tonight and who did you not like?
Oh, who did I like? Well, you know, when you were telling us you were going to give us the extra week, you know, to pick our three favorites, I'm so glad you
yeah.
did because, you know, it gave me a chance to see some other people really shine. Now,
right.
the one person, because she was actually going to be, you know, at the top of my list, but now they did, you know, I don't have to because they voted her out, and that was Molly. But I like how they were saying this is poverty 2.0. It's a
yeah,
shame
I mean,
because
we were...
this girl really does. I mean, yes, she even looked like poverty with that beautiful smile, you know. She
there
was
you
really interesting to watch.
Yeah, the thing we said, or what I said about that was, I didn't. I mean, you can't call her poverty 2.0 after just two episodes. I mean, come on.
Well, what I saw,
what
though,
Eddie,
you know, what I
but
saw
what
of
Eddie
her.
What Eddie pointed out was they were editing her that way because of her look and her smile, the way
yeah.
she got along with the guys. But
with the guys, that was the thing. And that, and she would have ended up probably very much playing a game. I got to give it to Lauren because, personally, I rather would have seen that an hour ago. I mean, us as viewers,
me
who
too.
Wants to watch somebody like her? But then
yeah,
when my Lauren is explaining her reasoning, and this was all Lauren's idea, and it's like, this is great gameplay, girlfriend. You're absolutely right. You want to get
yeah,
rid
Lauren,
of a major
Lauren,
threat.
Lauren got a good edit tonight, and she deserved it because she was
yes.
kind of the catapult, you know, of that move. She's
oh,
the
she,
one
it was her.
Actually,
she was the one.
Know?
That was her idea, and she was... And they did it. They went with her. So hats
what
off
about
to Lauren.
Chelsea?
Hats off to her.
What about Chelsea tonight? She made fire. She found an idol.
Another one. Yes, marvelous. Absolutely
you like her?
Marvelous. Yes, very very
you know,
much.
You know how
very
long.
And she's then
had...
Kelly. Oh. How about Kelly?
Okay.
That
yeah,
was something
Kelly
when she went
those...
out there. And didn't have
and
any
she
faith
answered
in
all
herself.
Those first grade questions. Yes, she did.
And she had. She probably would have gotten the five right.
I think she would too, as easy as they were.
Mm-hmm.
My poodles would have gotten the five right.
I
but
mean,
she
I,
was listening.
Candace, I told everybody that I was almost expecting the next question to be, Kelly, where is Boston Rob from?
You did have to listen to what they were saying. She got one of the names right. One of the dogs' names right. She got what the husband did, so she did listen. She didn't think she did.
But
she was afraid that she didn't hear anything, but she did listen.
I know, but they were very easy questions. They weren't hard at all. I mean,
if she really wasn't listening, she wouldn't have gotten them.
Sandra has like 48 dogs and named them all, and all she had to do was remember one of them.
But if you're really not listening, you wouldn't remember because they were throwing so much at her at one time, both of them. Both of them, and it was all jibber jabber to her.
Yeah, all right, we added somebody else. Somebody else snuck in here, area code 513. You made it on here tonight.
It's JB.
Yay, JB!
It only took me 110 times, but I got it.
I see you're pointing out in the chat room. And said, I won.
You won the lottery tonight.
I know it. We all won. The few of us have won the lottery.
I feel that way. I was so upset I couldn't get through.
Hey, I've been trying to call in since 9 o'clock.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, have you been able to hear us while you're out in the chat room? Could you hear what we were saying?
And like I was chatting to Janet and Steve, I have my laptop speakers at 100%, and on Blog Talk Radio site, the speakers on the site, the speakers, they're either on or off, and I got them on. And I actually have to turn the TV off to listen to hear what's going on. And sometimes I can hear, pretty good. And then other times it fades out and I can barely hear everybody.
Well, could you hear us tonight when you were in the chat room?
I could barely hear you.
Okay,
but I could.
Well, that means,
most of the time I could hear. While I was in the chat room.
What I'm getting at is it means you were connected, at least.
Right.
If you're in the chat room, you are connected, but you're just not on the podcast.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's get your thoughts real quick. We've got about 22 minutes left. We won't have an extra hour tonight because I wasn't able to call in on my host phone number, so it will automatically kick off when the time's up, so we won't have that extra hour tonight.
Okay.
Because we technically we have no host.
I wish Janet could get through.
Yep, she's she's still out there trying. You're kind of on your own now in that chat room, Janet. Everybody else made it in.
Oh, Janet, we want you here so badly.
Jim, real quick, because of the fact that we had so much dead air tonight to begin, because it started recording when we were trying to figure out how to get connected, what I'll do is I'll download the episode once it gets finished, and then I'll set it to re-air after I edit out the 30 minutes of dead air. I'll set it to re-air tomorrow night so that we can get that version of the podcast on for everybody.
All right, well, let's get JB's thoughts now about the episode tonight. Who did you like, not like? What did you like? Who made bonehead moves? Who did you think got a great edit? What were your thoughts about tonight?
Oh, wow. I haven't even gotten in my write down, all the stuff that I needed to write down. I liked, and I know I posted this on the chat earlier, Missy Bird is my pick.
Mhm. She's good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. My favorite.
I do too.
I guess Missy Bird on one tribe and Elizabeth on the other. And still, none of the guys seem to, none of the guys seem to stand out.
Right. Exactly.
And, I did like Molly.
I didn't see Molly.
And what's her face? Oh, Chelsea.
Yeah, I like Chelsea. I've known her since she was a teenager, so I got to pull for her. But I
absolutely.
I hated to see Molly leave. I like Molly.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Amy, what did you think about Jamal? Did you what I brought up earlier, did you think he was kind of starting to get a little bit too big for his britches?
Me, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really. Come across, being too big for his britches, and it might have been the times that I saw him. I didn't see the whole thing, so maybe after I watch it, my mind will, change.
Did you see him when they were out
really
there around the water well? Him and. And Nora, and I think it was Jack, and Nora was trying to tell him, I want to stay, I'll do whatever, I want to stay. Did it not look like to you Jamal was kind of like poking his chest out like he was making the call and, well, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Will you do this? Will you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't see that that part. And maybe
if
I see that part,
all over, Jim.
My mind will change about Jamal.
Yeah. Well,
Nora acted like that.
Kansas, at that point, Kansas, Nora was basically just begging to stay, and she'd do whatever, and he was kind of like showing his authority on her. Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to see Molly go.
Well, yeah, but at that point, he thought he had all the numbers. So, in his mind, Molly wasn't going.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Nora
true.
Or Jason
yeah.
was going, and he was just kind of
right.
poking his chest out like, baby, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, why did Molly, this is what I don't understand, why did Molly vote Nora when the other two were voting out Jason?
They were supposed to be splitting votes.
Because they weren't sure if Jason had an idol.
They were splitting votes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I just figured they were all going to vote the same.
No, they had said they were going to split votes, but then Lauren's the one that came up with the idea.
Yep.
So she gets credit for the move.
Oh, yeah.
Full-blown
credit.
Jason and Lauren, if you want to know who gets credit, it's Jason and Lauren, because Lauren came up with the idea, and then Jason just ran with it because he knew he was safe anyway. They were going to vote Nora out instead of him. So his idea was, well, hey, if we can both stay, let's do it.
Right, exactly.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, so it worked. I mean, it was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it because I like Molly.
It was a good move.
I like Lauren, too. So.
That was a damn good move.
And I will tell you this, with the trouble we've had tonight, everyone gets to buy another week before you make your picks because everyone...
Yay!
Good. You get one more week to make your final three picks. So we'll lock that down next week if we don't have any issues from Blog Talk. So
okay.
Awesome.
Get ready, figure this thing out
so
we can get them picks next week.
Cool.
Susan, you cannot pick Christian. He will not win this season.
Hey, there are two nerds up for grabs, though, Jim. There are two nerds up for grabs, so Susan does have two picks that she could possibly make.
So Susan likes the nerd, and Jamie likes the hunks.
I like the hunks, too.
I always pull for the girls because I think they always get shortchanged on this.
We don't get Susan and I don't get our hunks
this season. I do. And
the girls are lovely.
She's my absolute favorite. She's amazing. Like, she's a good person. You know, she's got the good background. She just got out of the military. She had, what was it, like the brain tumor, you know, that, you know, she had, and she, you know, got past and got through. Like, she's got a good story behind her, too. How can you not?
I know my mods that are on here, like Susan and Steve know, but like Kansas, JB, I don't you guys probably don't know. But Missy contacted me last week. Was it about a week ago, Steve? Susan? Was it about a week ago?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah,
around there.
Really?
She contacted me on Twitter, and we talked.
How cool.
And we talked for a while, and I told her about Whispers, and I told her she had pretty good fan base in there, and she wanted the link. She told me, she said, send me the link. I want to go in there and thank everybody. And I was like,
oh,
now, see, that tells you something about her.
Yeah.
That tells you something about her that has nothing to do with the show. It tells you about her personality.
Well, she's got heart.
Wanted to go in Whispers. She wanted to go in Whispers and thank people. So,
That's awesome.
We talked some more. I gave her the link. And she joined the group the next day, started a thread.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was neat.
How cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's real cool.
She's so sweet. She really is.
Yes, she is.
I absolutely adore her.
That's awesome.
A lot of people in there were asking. They were wanting to know more about her military career. And,
right.
And we had some other people in there that had been in the military. They were really interested in that. So she came back, I think it was today, this morning, maybe this afternoon, maybe it was yesterday, I don't know. She came back and she posted a link to her Facebook fan page, where she goes into detail about her military career. So, yeah, she seems like she's just a good girl.
Yeah, definitely.
She is. She's a sweetie. I absolutely adore her. I really do.
I do, too.
So the only reason Susan
I adore her on
not
the show. I'm hearing all this now, but I love her on the show.
Yeah, the only reason Susan will not pick Missy next week is if Missy gets voted out next week. That's the only way Susan's not picking her.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was on my pick. Jim, she was one of my three tonight. If you would have told us to pick three, she was going to be there on that list.
Yeah, I like her too. I mean, I liked her before she even contacted me. You know, so
I was going to pick her, Kelly and Lauren.
The old hockey player Tom Laidlaw. He started following me last week. So
don't get out of here. That's so funny.
He wasn't shown much today, Jim.
I know. Well, they get these shows edited and they get them in the tank. I was going to say it may be because he ran his mouth so much, but it can't be because they've already got episode 2 ready to go when episode 1 airs. So episode 2 has nothing to do with how he ran his mouth about episode 1, you know?
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm getting old with the spoiling stuff. I just really didn't have any desire yet to try to, you know, gig him a little bit and see what he'll say. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to get into it. So, JB, I don't know who the one viewer is. We thought earlier tonight it was Kansas, but she's on here now. So, I don't know who. Even when I click one viewer, I can't see who it is.
And that one viewer earlier tonight, probably about 9:10, that was probably me. After Steve posted the link, I went in there. But the thing is, I wasn't signed up in Blog Talk Radio, so I had to sign up.
Not,
and that's
not
when
now,
my name appeared.
It's not you now because it shows on mine four speakers, one viewer, and the four speakers are you, Janet, me, Steve. So there's still somebody else.
Yeah, there's four, yeah, it shows four speakers and one viewer.
Right. But I can't see who the viewer is. So I thought it was Kansas earlier.
Is it on the Survivor Whispers link?
This is the
Survivor's website? Is it on the website? I went on just to hear the show.
Yeah. Well, see, if it would... See, I think if you'd have been the viewer earlier, you would have heard us.
Well,
and,
I could have... I couldn't get through on the phone.
I could hear the chat while I was on the... I could hear you guys while I was on the chat.
No, wait up. Hold up, JB. Kansas, before you were able to get through...
Right.
Could you hear us, but you just couldn't connect?
Exactly.
Well, you were the other viewer then. You were the viewer.
That was me then.
Yep.
There
you
go.
Yep. I thought it probably was. So, that's been a crazy night.
I've always gone to this site anytime I miss some of the show or whatever. See, with this one now, I won't because I don't want to hear any spoilers. But anytime I've missed a show or whatever, I always come here.
Well, I always pay attention to that, though.
For years,
I always
come there.
Well, I mean, as far as spoilers go, I'm not somebody that tries to force feed spoilers down people that don't want to hear them. That's
but
why
people
I've got
love
a spoiler
it.
Group in a regular group.
You've got a group that wants to know stuff. You know,
yeah.
I want to be so surprised with it. This season is going to be so wonderful. I didn't even know who was going to be going tonight. It's like, is it going to be Jason or is it going to be Molly? You know, which one? It was exciting.
Yeah. Well, both weeks, I mean, the first week, I told everybody in Premiere who it was. And then tonight, I pretty much told everybody on Twitter who it was. But like I said, I pay attention on here. If you're around, I don't do that, you know, because I know you don't want to know. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to do
that. And honestly,
I
thought for sure, they got to get rid of Nora. You know, of course, that was my first thought. They have to. If it's between Jason and Nora, please let it be Nora. She's nothing but a troublemaker. She's just such a downer. Who wants that? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then Lauren, she came up. It's like, hey, hats off, Lauren. There you go.
Is that what you on the edit, Eddie, if you're watching this, the way they edited Nora, she's not going to be around for long.
You would think that's the case, but once before, about four seasons ago, they had somebody that mouthed off and everything, and she made it into a lot further. So who knows?
Okay.
Eddie, I didn't even hear you say anything yet. Hi, Eddie. Eddie, I've missed you terribly. And you weren't on last week. I didn't even think you were on tonight. This is the first I just heard of you.
Well, I'm glad to be on tonight. It's just been really busy.
We missed you.
Me too.
He had a week of hell last week.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Eddie sent me a message tonight. He sent me a message tonight. I'm not going to go back and read it verbatim, but it was basically like, Jim, I'm trying to get through. What's going on? Did you switch a number? Do you not want me around? What's up?
Oh, Eddie.
No, I said about being blindsided.
And so I messaged Steve. I said, get out there in the thread and whispers and tag his name and tell him what's going on.
All last week, everybody was saying, where's Eddie? Why did he call in?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Waldo has shown up.
Yep, everyone wanted to hear from Eddie the editor. We were waiting to hear from
the
editor.
Hell yeah.
I just was waiting to hear from you guys. I don't think I know that much. I enjoy watching it, but sure as hell,
I really like what you say about the edits. I really do.
I do too.
Well, I'm glad. And I think the music's interesting this season. I really do. I think there's clues in.
Yeah, Kansas, he pointed that out earlier, that the music is way different this season.
Yeah?
With the different players, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned that I thought it sounded more like an orchestra music instead of like more bold stuff like they used to do. And he's pointing out, but it changes from player to player.
How cool. I wouldn't even think of that.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. I'm going to have to pay attention.
Yeah, me too.
I got it.
I will now.
There's a lot in you can get into paying in the editing.
That's really cool.
I'm thrilled we have Eddie because he's so good at that.
Seriously.
Thank you.
We got about 4 minutes left, y'all. 4 minutes is all we're going to have.
Oh, bummer.
I mean, if something crazy happens and they let us stay on here, we'll be on here. But I don't think it's going to happen. So, but anyway, get your picks ready for next week because I'm going to get them next week. You done had 2 weeks now. You get 3 weeks this season. Come on now. It's getting easier and easier.
Yeah, and Kansas, if you want to re-listen to this tomorrow night, I'm going to provide an edited version so that you don't have to go through the 30 minutes of
the spoilers.
The 30 minutes of silence, we should call it.
Well,
because...
But if you guys talked spoilers, I don't want to hear any spoilers.
We didn't. No, we didn't.
Oh, you didn't talk any spoilers at all?
No.
Okay, then I'll be able to listen to the show then. Okay.
It looks like Tim Gross has made it into the chat room now.
Hey,
he left.
But everybody's saying, hey, Tim.
Yeah, and then he left. Oh, well.
Wow.
It's been a goofy night. Putting it,
it really has. Maybe I told him earlier it was almost like I felt like we'd been through a tornado and we were kind of the last 6 or 7 people left.
Oh, man.
You know?
We had such a bad storm out here. I thought something hit our phone line.
Oh, my God.
Well, we do have...
Now, you've got to give us something to tease us tonight before it goes off. You've got to give me something.
What do you want? What do you want?
Close your ears up.
Should I get away from the phone?
I can't go to bed without getting my fix.
Let me know if you're going to tell him something, Jim, and I'll walk away.
Well, I mean... Well, I don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know. I know what I've said in Whispers Premiere, but I did hint, but that's not really a spoiler, Kansas. I said Jack's going to get into a showmance with somebody, but that's not a big spoiler. I mean, that don't have, well, it could have something to do with the game.
No.
You know.
No, spoilers are like who's going to get voted out or, you know.
I ain't said that. I think everyone can tell. So it's kind of, I mean, I said it before the edit started, but I think everyone can kind of tell now. The girls are going to do really good.
Oh yeah.
Although,
absolutely.
You just have to figure out. You have to figure out which ones that it is. You know.
Oh, there's many right now you can look at and say, it could be this one,
I
it could
agree.
Be that one.
I agree. There's so many of them. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left, so get your goodbyes in because I think they're going to cut us off. If they don't, we'll go another hour.
Oh, don't cut us off, Blog Talk. You already screwed us. Come on.
Yeah,
come on,
really.
Give us a break.
Well, I just want to say thank you, everybody. It's so nice to hear your voices. And Jim, always, and Steve, and all of you guys and ladies, I mean, you make my night.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
I miss